Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 14th of January. I'm Paul White. You know, before we deal with that last phrase from 1 Corinthians 15:34, that I say this to your shame, and I want to deal with that, but it may end up being tomorrow, because as I was preparing today to record, I just was giving more thought to that great phrase, awake to righteousness and sin not, and I felt like there's more that we can say to help flesh that out a little bit. I don't know where everyone is on this journey. Most of the listeners of the podcast have been with us a while and enjoy this deeper journey, this layer upon layer, this line upon line kind of teaching where we go, primarily go verse by verse through texts. And I get a lot of feedback of how people have learned how to study the Bible that way. It's improved their contextual understanding of the Word. And so I realize most of you have a really good base and you have a pretty firm understanding of things like awake to righteousness and sin not. But I also know that we're fighting might be the correct term, but I'll use it. We're fighting against a lot of preconceived ideas, a lot of past, a lot of religion, a lot of guilt and shame. And so sometimes we have to go sort of back through those layers again and remove them, keep peeling it back. And so I want to spend one podcast here for the next, you know, 6, 7, 8 minutes just talking about this great text, 1 Corinthians 15:34, specifically the phrase, awake to righteousness and sin not. I want you to remember that when Jesus died on the cross, he took our sins into his body, and sin and evil were judged at Calvary. You are free from the curse of sin. Don't fall under this silly religious idea that you have the generational curse of your fathers or your grandpa or your aunt or whatever in your life. You are free, and thus you can freely receive the blessings of God. Paul said all of the promises of God in 2 Corinthians 1, all of the promises of God are in Christ Jesus, and they're yes and they're amen. Paul said in Ephesians 1:3 that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Notice that's in Christ. It's not a result of your works. It's the result of being in Christ because of what Jesus has paid for us on the cross. And so since our blessings come because of Jesus in us, then there's no blessing that comes upon you by doing better, no curse that comes upon you by doing worse. And we actually thwart people's consciousness of who they are in Christ when we continue to give them a clean-up gospel in which if you do better, God will give you favor and God will give you goodwill because you deserve it. No way. You can't do it. Listen to Romans 4:4-5. Paul says this, "Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." So your righteousness today is not affected by whether you work for it or not. In fact, you receive what you get not as a payment from God, but grace. And so you can't increase your end of the bargain to get God to increase his end of the bargain. And that is an awakening we need in the church. We need to wake up to the fact that God has prepaid for all of your blessings and that there's nothing you can do to get it. There was a time in American history where we went through the Great Awakening, and it was really rotated around revival. A lot of people come to Christ. I'm not downing the Great Awakening or the revival, but the looking back on it, it was to bring up the level of seriousness to lessen the magnitude of judgment. And that's being repeated in the church today, just in a different way, which is, you know, we've got to do better so that God will not do X, Y, Z, or we've got to do better so that God will do A, B, C. And I want you to know, as my audience, that waking up to righteousness is something that you do not to become righteous, but because you are already righteous. It's sort of like Eve in the garden. When the snake tempts her that you could be like God, in reality, he was trying to wake her up. He was trying to give her an awakening to something she didn't have. I'm not saying he was doing the work of God. The reality is she was already righteous. He was trying to make her aware that she wasn't. That's what I meant to say. He was trying to wake her up to what he pitched as reality, which is, you're not like God, wouldn't you like to be? And she, quote unquote, woke up to that. And she was already righteous. She was already in step with God. I think that the enemy gets us to fall into a slumber now, not because he gets us to sin or because he makes us lazy. I think the enemy gets us to fall into a slumber now because he gets us to fall asleep on our righteousness. He bewitches us. He hypnotizes us. Paul uses that phrase. I don't know if you realize that in Galatians 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? The Greek word is baskino, for bewitched, and it literally means to hypnotize. Paul's asking the Galatian church, why have you become hypnotized into believing that you could be saved by the power of God and then go on to being perfect through doing things right in your flesh? And the enemy is still hypnotizing us into this idea that we can do this through effort. Or, let's say it this way, it's possible that the enemy's greatest work against the Church of Jesus Christ is to hypnotize us with self-righteousness and make us fall asleep on how righteous we are in Christ. And when we're hypnotized into self-righteousness, here's what happens. We slumber on being righteous, and out of that slumber, we sin. And that is why we need to wake up to righteousness and sin not. It's not a command like, go be more righteous and stop sinning. I hope you're not reading it that way, because that goes against Paul's teaching of righteousness, and it goes against Paul's teaching of how to avoid sin. But rather, wake up to what's been done on your behalf so that all of these sin issues can vanish. Be alert and awake to who you are in Christ. And I believe that as long as you are alert to the fact that Jesus has paid for it, you'll be deadened in many ways to the old sins of the flesh. I do not mean to indicate that you will not fail, but I do mean to indicate that you will not be a slave to your failure, because you will have woke up to what it means to be who he says you are. And as you rest in that, it's not going to promote some lazy, lackadaisical Christianity. Believe me, I've been in this too long. I know, I can say with confidence, releasing people into righteousness doesn't run them toward failure. It runs them towards a father. And no one in the arms of a father is excited about slopping hogs. And as long as we let people sleep on their righteousness, we're going to see failure. Wake up to who you are in Christ. We'll deal with that to your shame verse tomorrow. See you then. God bless.